Hello and welcome to the Tequila Cast. This is the podcast where we talk about the tech industry while taking shots of tequila every 10 minutes. That is something we really do. But today, it's a little bit different. This is a Sober Thoughts edition of the podcast where we focus on one topic while not taking a shot of tequila every 10 minutes. So, you know, boo, whatever. I don't care. We don't care. We can't do it every time, guys. Can't do it every time. I am Eric Shulkin. I am joined by my co-hosts, Dan Regera.
Hello.
And Bert Gerchick.
Hello.
And today, guys, we are talking about something that we all have some opinions on. And yeah. I am very interested to hear how it all hashes out. We're talking about the Surface laptop announced last week.
Yeah, was it? I forget if it was Tuesday or Wednesday, but it was announced last week. Today is Monday the 8th when we're talking about it. So yeah, I guess to break down what was announced. So this event, when there were kind of like leaks coming out before, was marketed as a kind of like Chromebook event or their education event. It kind of fit that theme of education. So they focused on, first and foremost, Windows 10 S. And then they revealed this new Surface laptop, which is the first actual laptop that doesn't have a gimmicky tablet that Microsoft has ever released, which is interesting. And Windows 10 S... I think we should start there, just because I have some feelings about it, and I want to talk about that, and then see what you guys think.
Yeah.
So both of you were saying that this product does not, the Surface laptop, absolutely does not compete with Chromebook market in general. And I would agree with you saying that the Surface laptop does not, but Windows 10 S 100% does, because Windows 10 S is meant to be Chrome OS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, 10S, it seems a little bit like that, but at the same time, what I've gathered is that Windows 10S can do more than Chrome OS just by virtue of the fact that you can run desktop apps as long as the manufacturer is willing to package it and put
give
it...
Give a little background while you're at it, just for people who don't know.
All right, so yeah, Windows 10S, so the Chrome... I'll start with the Chrome OS. The Chrome OS... restrains you to anything that you can get off of the Google Play Store as far as applications go. And most of those have to be custom written for Chrome OS. It's kind of a thin roster, and it makes it something of a limited use object. The Windows 10S, however, from what I've gathered, it has the same limitation. You can only buy through Microsoft's own store, but the difference is you can pre-package stuff that's already set up to run on Windows 10 into the 10S store. All you have to do is do a wrapper around it and throw it in the store. Whereas for Chrome OS, one, it's Linux-based, and two, it's essentially a glorified Android operating system. So it seems like this is going to be a little less limited.
But, you know, Dan, I think you made a good point there before we get into 10S even further. The product itself, this new Surface laptop, it's not competing with Chromebooks, but the operating system very much is. And what we're seeing, this first product, this first Surface laptop, we're going to be seeing much cheaper models and different takes on it from like Dell, you know.
Well, there are already in the announcement, I was looking at the announcement, when they were announcing 10S, before they even mentioned the Surface laptop, they are talking about, for the education market, cheap... products that will be in the like $300 to $600 range or cheaper from Samsung and HP, Dell, etc. That will very much be Chromebook competitors. That said, Burke, I don't know. Now that Chromebooks can run anything from the Android App Store, aren't they like it can run effectively anything that most people need in a laptop, which is to have a word processor, maybe Excel and stuff like that, and the internet.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's just a fundamentally different set of restrictions than something that can only take prepackaged Windows apps. Office, Microsoft Word, isn't going to be the same in the Android edition as it is in a version that's built for Microsoft 10S or Windows 10S. It's just, I think that the fact that the underlying guts are Windows and not Android is really going to open up a whole lot more. They just have a better jumping off point, whereas I think Chrome OS is flubbed in large part just because it doesn't have that much you can use on it.
Yeah, I don't know. So, well, the S obviously is for student, although I personally would like to argue that it stands for shitty, because it's effectively just Windows...
Woo!
It's effectively Windows just stripped of, like, the useful Windows shit. Like, you can only use shit from the Windows Store, where there's nothing in it, right? Okay, thanks. You can only use Microsoft's Edge. Fine, I can get over that because there's
lock-in. No. I think they hinted that if Chrome lists, or if Google lists Chrome, you'll be able to use it.
Yeah, so Chrome will be able to be used, but it'll default to Edge anytime you click a link. Just like in an iPhone, it'll default to Safari.
I'm sure you can change
that. They've confirmed that you cannot do that. So Edge is the default no matter what. As well as, and like that you can live with because on the iPhone, Safari is the default, so whatever. But Bing is the default search, and you cannot change that. That is set in stone.
That's very bad.
Change it to Google or I don't know what else you'd change it to. Yahoo.
Yeah, that's
dumb.
That is a legitimate backbreaker. Like,
yeah, dude.
So
that cannot be what they continue. That can't be their policy. Like,
No, absolutely not. And so, like, from an operating system point of view, I think this is. Even though I think it's dumb that I don't know if dumb is the right word. I think it's lazy in that they were just like, let's take Windows and put fucking, crutches on it. Like, you can't run. It's like, let's give Usain Bolt crutches and tell him to try to run a race. Like, that's...
Yeah, but it's cheaper than regular Usain Bolt.
Marginally. In fact, I think it costs... It's not free to OEMs like Chrome OS is.
Are you suggesting Usain Bolt can be bought?
I don't know, man. Jamaica's situation, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, he was in a Pokemon commercial for Japan, so if that counts.
Yeah. Exactly, dude.
That must have cost a great sum to get his endorsement, though.
Yeah, but really imagine if commercial. That was Usain Bolt with crutches, how fast or how cheap it would be.
Oh, yes, you're right. Inherently, his value would be lowered. Yeah.
Yeah, point being, I just think it's, instead, and I don't necessarily blame them for not building a whole OS from scratch, because that's hard. And it's easy to just take what you have and limit it, like put some handicaps on it.
I've been thinking of this joke ever since I said Usain Bolt, or Eric said Usain Bolt on crutches. It's his shittier cousin, Usain Hobble.
Oh.
Yeah, I know it was terrible, but
see
I just
yourself
had to.
Out.
Yeah, it was like a fucking tumor festering inside me that I needed to get out.
Go okay. Sit in the corner.
So more so therapeutic that you got that out. So
yeah, exactly. All right.
I'm glad we could help you. The Bing thing is horrible. I figure they're going to change that. That maybe that's like the first 6 months or something that they're just doing that.
I don't know why. I guess you could live with it because Bing will give you the same results as Google it's the same shit.
Technically, you will live, but...
No, man. Like, Google is actually a better search engine. Bing still isn't there yet as far as, like, actually working.
For basic shit, it will, but not nuanced shit. Yeah.
I like how you said it's not there yet. When is it getting there?
When Google fucking goes bankrupt because the aliens decide that it's no longer acceptable.
Should we talk
about the hardware, though?
No, hold up. I'm not done. I think strategically... I heard you, bitch. I think you have something to say? You have something to say to me?
Yeah. Dan's Soapbox, the podcast.
Why else do you have a podcast if not to rant?
Because there's three people that want to rant equally.
Well, I'm not done rant. Do you guys have anything else to say about the operating system before we move on to the product?
Maybe I got a little something to say.
Uh-huh.
All
right. And it is that this is a bad idea. this 10S.
I disagree.
Okay,
but
great.
Make your point, and then I'll disagree.
No, we could do it later.
Okay. So
I think that Microsoft is going to make a fucking mint off of this from schools. because it's essentially a lockdown version of Windows 10 that has way fewer holes for enterprise.
It also has
students.
A lot of like education things built into it administratively on the back end. That's really interesting that I was looking at.
Like what?
So like administrators can like set permissions for different accounts and stuff and create accounts, uncreate accounts. I didn't see all of it, but it was just I wouldn't say robust, but there is an existing back end for administrators.
I mean, you know, it just, you know, it seems like it'll be much better for student administrator or school administrators that want to both recycle the hardware for new students on a mass level and also just make sure people don't get squirrely with what they install and what they browse on the internet. Which,
well, this is the first thing that will actually compete with Chromebooks, because Apple's answer to things at this price point were since MacBooks are really expensive, they're $1,300 now,
they
right?
They have
their
the pencil.
Answer was yeah, their answer was get an iPad, and no one wants that.
Yeah,
like, no one
it's
wants
not an
to...
actual fucking solution. iOS is garbage for anything
yeah.
other than
no one
phone.
Wants iOS to actually like try to be productive, and that may or may not change, but it is not the case right now.
Also, okay. It's not $1,300 that they start at. It's fucking $1,500.
No. The MacBook, not the Pro. The regular MacBook starts at $1,300.
Oh, Jesus, that's gross.
Which is really expensive. And then the MacBook Air, they still sell for $1,000, but that thing's like 4 years old. It hasn't
been
updated.
Yeah, they haven't updated the
hardware
in years.
We could get more into this later, but I like that this is like Microsoft's MacBook Air, and I think the market's been waiting for something in the MacBook Air's price range and, you know, power.
Well,
range of power.
This is a good. So the Surface Laptop, it's fucking beautiful. If you haven't looked at it, Google an image of it right now, because it's really well machined, really pretty. I will say the starting model of $1,000 is garbage, because it comes with 4 gigs of RAM, which is what fucking phones ship with now.
Yep.
So
very
fuck
bad.
Off.
I have a note written here that says. Quote, base model, Core i5, 120 SSD, 4 gigabytes RAM, all caps, yuck. Because that's bad. That's not nearly enough.
I saw that, and I was like, what the fuck are they thinking?
Well, you know,
4 gigs?
I'm playing devil's advocate again here, but if Windows S is pared down, and it's like designed with memory use conscious methods... It could be all right, you know.
Sure, but okay, so like one thing that we failed to mention that we should have mentioned about Windows 10S is that if you need to run a .exe, or if you for some reason need to not use this dumb operating system that limits you, you pay $50 for an upgrade fee to the Windows 10 Pro. Hypothetically, if I have this $1,000 model, you just never should upgrade a Windows 10 Pro, because you're going to have a bad time.
Who doesn't like being nickeled and dimed, right?
Yeah. Exactly. But like to your point, Burke, you know, if you get the 1,000 or the 1K model, it should run Windows 10S fine, because what's interesting about Windows 10S is that they retooled it to run more smoothly. You know, they have like really long battery life and have security that's top of the top grade. So I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting in that you can have like. Kind of like an underpowered machine like Apple and still have like a good experience. And I like that part of it. So the 1300 configuration is the baseline for a decent machine on this thing. Well, okay, so also let's be real. Like when we were looking at the Microsoft lineup, like nobody wanted tablety laptops like they were giving us.
What, the Surface Book? No one wanted
No one really asked for a Surface Book, especially. But even the Surface Pro doesn't really like. A few people like it a lot, but it doesn't really like fit. Like it's not selling like gangbusters. You know what I mean?
Don't you own one?
Yeah, and I'm kind of like not keen on it.
Right.
I mean, it's fun, but like I never use the tablet feature. It's always with the keyboard attached. So like, why do I have it?
Well, it's always felt a bit gimmicky, hasn't it?
Like, yeah. Well, no. So this thing is really what everyone wanted. Everyone wanted Microsoft to release a MacBook, and they did.
Yeah. Apparently, since Apple is reluctant to release a MacBook, Microsoft went ahead and did it.
MacBook Air. They released a MacBook last year.
That's what I. You know what I meant.
So like the $1,300 configuration actually competes with the MacBook really, really well for the same price, which is awesome. I really like that about it. So this coupled with strategically Windows 10S, what is really, really smart about it, first and foremost, is it takes a page out of Apple's book in that it forces an ecosystem on people, whether they want it or not. And that's important because if you want to have an app ecosystem, you have to force that ecosystem on people. They're not just going to adopt it out of nicety, right? Like, you have to force that ecosystem on them. And so I like that they did this, even though it's like in the beginning somewhat user hostile. It ultimately forces developers to create and consistently support applications through the Windows App Store, which the Windows App Store is a joke, just like the Mac App Store is right now.
The Windows Store is... I like Windows 10 in that it,
I like Windows 10 a lot, too.
That it gets the fuck out of my way and, like, doesn't talk to me. I don't want to talk to Cortana. Well, I don't... Yeah, I ignore those. I don't want to talk to Cortana. I don't want to do anything on your shit. Just, like, just work. And it does. And I appreciate that. But, Dan, don't you think we've been down this road a little bit before? Like, Microsoft, like, locking us into something that, like, doesn't have much support with the Windows Phone and Windows Metro and Windows RT? Like, how do they avoid these same mistakes?
Well, what's different between this and RT is RT was just a gimmicky... It was like a proof of concept, right? It was just like, here is something we're shipping on this one device. Play with it. Go. And it... I don't know, it felt kind of lacking. It was more of a proof of concept than anything. This feels a lot more thought out, and the fact that they have like a ton of OEMs supporting it from the get-go, you know, partnered with them, is really good. The fact that it was created with the education market in mind from the beginning is also really good. RT felt like it was just like a, we played with this, here you go, you know, like it wasn't really thought out. Yeah.
Won't you play with us?
Oh, God.
So, no, I think you know, Microsoft taking a page out of Apple's book in that sense is good. At first, it's going to be a little awkward, but I think maybe, you know, 2-3 years from now, it'll pay off. And I think it'll pay off. I will make a bet and say that it'll pay off. Not, I don't want to say big time, but it will... at least create some form of ecosystem on the Windows store, the Windows App Store.
You know what's a big part of this, too, actually? And this was smart by Microsoft implementing this a few months before they rolled this out. They've got this Xbox Play Anywhere now. So you can play Xbox One games, and I'm assuming forthcoming Xbox Scorpio games on your Windows 10 PC. Kind of like Steam now. It's their own take on Steam. So,
well, that's presumably in the Windows Store.
Steam? Oh yeah.
Not Steam. I mean the Windows. This whatever you're talking about.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah.
So yes. You're saying that people can play it on Windows 10S machines?
I believe so. Yes.
Well, then definitely don't get the $1,000 model. Yeah. With 4 gigabytes of RAM.
Get the 1200. 1200 seems like the sweet spot to me.
No, it's 1300.
I don't know. Well, I think it remains. I think all of this is pretty speculative in the sense that what remains to be really seen that matters is build quality and actual implementation smoothness.
Right.
You're talking about implementation of the operating system or the hardware?
I'm saying everything in the package, both implementation of 10S, how it flows, and the hardware itself and how finished it feels, because that's a high price point.
Can we just talk about how it looks now? Like, physical
appearance? I mean, appearance. It's fucking beautiful.
I like it a lot.
Felty stuff on the inside, which is nice.
It looks kind of generic to me, honestly.
It's, like, it's nondescript, yet attractive, kind of. You know? Like, I don't know. I like that it's not audacious or anything like that, because Windows is sometimes tended towards, like, whoa!
You mean like the ridiculous gamer laptops that are made?
I mean, kind of like that, yeah. The Predator Acer X, don't think I'll ever forget that.
Yeah, well, they still exist, they still make them.
Someone I work with occasionally has one, and it looks just as ridiculous as you think it would. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's just a generic laptop, you know? Like,
It just looks good, and, like, it's aluminum, so it'll feel
it's
good,
just like,
and, like...
well-machined aluminum, you know.
Yeah. Laptop. Doesn't get my dick hard, but maybe
comes
that's
in colors.
Not the point.
I mean, mm-hmm. if it does, then you might need to either talk to someone or find a community mm-hmm. for that.
Here's yeah. something.
Shout out to Fet Life.
Gonna skate right past that joke. something interesting about this actually that I noticed in the description is that it has its speakers under the keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's super uncommon.
As does the.
It's not
new MacBook.
Yeah, the new MacBook does too. The Pro.
Okay.
Well, and the regular one.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad move or anything. I guess I wasn't paying attention because I hadn't seen that before. It seems like it's a fairly new thing, though, to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's a thing. Yeah, I don't know. It's nice. I'm still... What I would love personally, and this is me just being a nerd, is I want this thing in a Pro configuration with USB-C all over the place, and then come talk to me. But that's just me being a fucking, you know.
Because it doesn't have USB-C.
Nerd. Well, no, also because the specs aren't, you know, I mean, you're getting like tops 13 gigs of RAM and like one USB port. Fuck that. If I'm a, you know, Pro user, that's not what I want, but that's not the market. The market,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay, I could see this being really, really popular with current, or but really more so, incoming college freshmen. Who look at a MacBook and say, like, you know, Macs are pretty good, but that one's kind of boring. And if it's not the one with the cool new touch bar thing, I'm not going to be that cool kid. So I can get this new thing that people don't have, this new mm-hmm. cool thing. And
what's the cheapest MacBook Pro with the touch bar? Is that
$1,500?
$1,500.
Actually,
doesn't have the touch bar. It's
I think it's without. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So $1,700 for the touch bar at the lowest.
Yeah, I mean, the new MacBook Pro is pretty overpriced. I don't know if I could ever justify floating it for
yeah.
a new machine.
I would rather get $1,300 of this, honestly. Like,
I personally wouldn't, but mm-hmm. that's besides the point.
Mm-hmm.
For the reasons listed above. But yeah, I could see this being extremely popular with the college student crowd
mm-hmm.
yeah.
because you have the option if need be to upgrade to the full operating system, so if you need to do, you know, some crazy I don't know, like engineering software or something, you totally can, but ultimately you have a machine that'll do everything you need with the Windows 10 S, and so like you have the option to upgrade to, you know, the regular version of Windows 10 for the $50 if need be, so you have that, you know, in your back pocket, unlike a Chromebook. And on top of it, it's not super, super, super expensive like a MacBook. So if you're, you know, a baller on a budget, you go for this.
Trademark. And you
right,
can get
well,
a...
I think...
I was going to say you can get a Surface Dial, too.
Oh, yeah, all the peripherals. Yeah. All the peripherals go with it, like which it. Are actually pretty... The Dial's pretty cool. It's not something that's going to sell the product, but it's nifty.
The Dial is cool. I'm still waiting for it to have like a mainstream use, or like.
I mean, it has like a bunch of like awesome contextual uses within different software. It's just it's another like cool accessory doohickey thing that these tech companies are releasing, right? Like the Apple Pencil is really nice, but ultimately, like, not many people are drawing. The Dial is really nice, but like ultimately, like. How many people are using like drafting apps that are going to take advantage mm-hmm. of the really cool uses, mm-hmm. other than like turning the volume up in Spotify? Like what else are you going to do
right.
as a normal user with it? You know, like not much. Yeah. That was literally Panos Panay, the like product person who, you know, does this at Microsoft, literally showed that on stage, and I was like, no, go to the cool stuff. Like no one wants to increase or decrease volume on Spotify. Please show the cool things. Stop it.
So why don't we just go around real quick before we get out of here? You know, what do we think of this product? Do we have any predictions for it? Dan, why don't we start with you?
I don't think it's going to sell much. I think the main focus of this announcement isn't the product, although it's like really pretty and cool, and I like it a lot in terms of aesthetic and like where it fits in terms of market niche. I think it'll be, I don't know if success is the word. It'll sell, but it's not going to sell like gangbusters. I think the thing to focus on in this announcement more so is Windows 10S and the future that that holds for Microsoft as a company. I think that's a bigger story to tell.
I think pretty much the opposite. I think 10S is probably going to be kind of a niche thing, mostly intended for educational use and the odd user who doesn't feel like they need everything that a Windows laptop has to offer. But I think most people, I don't think it's going to be, you know, it's not going to rival the MacBook or the MacBook Pro by any means. But I think these will sell pretty well, and it'll take quite a bit of market share away from third-party manufacturers like Asus and MSI and Lenovo.
I'm a little bit more in Burke's corner, I think. I like that Microsoft is inhabiting this space that I think very much had a void in it with MacBook refusing to release a MacBook Air. I said with MacBook, with Apple refusing to release a MacBook Air for what, like 2.5 years now or whatever?
Four.
Oh my God. So I think this was a good move in terms of like price point and hardware, but I remain, like Burke, I remain a little more than a little skeptical of the merits of Windows 10S. I just don't see how it can get enough adoption to be considered a success, because Microsoft Office is not quite what it used to be, and people have all kinds of workarounds now. So, you know, overall, I like the move. I like this product. I'm interested to see what they do with it in the future, because, you know, this is just the beginning. This is the quote-unquote hero device, right? This is, like, what sells the operating system. So maybe some other... hardware manufacturers like Dell or whoever else will have some interesting takes on this. I can literally only think of one at the time.
They announced a few, so I think it was Acer and Samsung in the event.
Maybe they'll have something interesting with it. Not Samsung. Samsung will do a shit job. But
I agree with you on that one.
Hey, they did good on the Chromebook, man.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
That's true. No. Chromebook, Lindsay's sister has one. She's pretty happy with it. Not impressed.
The Samsung Chromebook Plus,
the one we talked about it from CES, that one was good.
Yeah.
I thought people hated that.
It's like the best Chromebook on the market right now.
Yeah, and it was like Samsung has also made a couple of other like real slam dunk Chromebooks.
Oh, okay, good.
So like you guys are saying that Windows 10S won't be like widely used. I mean, like, do you consider Chromebook widely used? I mean, no. Chrome OS.
I think Windows 10S will be more popular
than Chrome OS.
Yeah,
almost. Then that's certainly a huge success. I mean, like Chrome is a huge success story in taking the education market away from Apple at this point. So I would say that's successful.
Windows 10S in particular. I have no idea. I don't know the landscape well enough to comment.
I don't think they'll eat Chrome OS's lunch, but I think they'll be a competitor in an arena that Chrome OS is wiping the floor with Apple. But that's neither here nor there.
They've had no competition, really.
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to buy like an iPad for educate. That's too much money.
Yeah, I mean, the screen will crack. So.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Sober Thoughts. Thank you guys for listening. As always, we will be continuing our normal podcast too, where you can hear us get shit-faced. So like, comment, and subscribe.
Fuck that shit up, man. I'm sick of all you sycophants, ignorance and miscreants, simpletons and little ants, trying to split their sentience. People peddle pestilence, land pipe on their settlements, and I don't think it was even food for it was excrement. Get your head in it. Second wind represent white shit, kid. I never stepped in it. I reckon it's older than the New Testament. Edit it, shit. It's better to drink water for the lead in it.